Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 62. Here is the extracted text from the image. Anything about it, if anything like that took place, and I did not hear the sheriff speak to anyone about it. There was no communication at any time or place, in any shape, manner, or form, with me from the outside after the jury was impaneled. And so far as I know, there was no communication with any juror except letters which came through the sheriff or bailiff and which were by the court permitted. And I never read any letter or communication of any character that had not been opened before it came to me through the sheriff. And no man ever said anything to me by look, sign, or symbol, nor ever undertook to convey any message or give any indication or intimation of anything from the outside. So far as I know or believe, this statement is applicable to every other juror on the case. H. Sher Gray, John M. Holm, and M.M. Johnson write A.H. Henley as follows, the same being a part of said Henley's affidavit. We notice in several Atlanta papers your emphatic denial of ever having talked with us or made a statement to us of the guilt or innocence of one Leo M. Frank. You are further quoted as saying that if we state that you ever said that you believed Rank guilty, that we are liars. Also that the whole deposition is a lie out of the whole cloth. We cannot believe you are correctly quoted, as it is impossible to conceive how you can deny the statements you made and the intense feeling you manifested when discussing the case in the presence of the undersigned. We all heard Frank's case and practically tried him, as it were, and that your discussion and not only stated that Frank was as guilty as HLL, but you had much to say about Frank being a moral degenerate, your exact language we cannot use here, and you further stated that you had been drawn as a juror. We have no disposition to injure you or to make public your statements, as the writers, Gray and Holmes, have known you and your family for a number of years, and we do not know how the attorneys were acquainted with the fact of this conversation, but your remarks were common talk in the town, and there are a number of our people who could have given the information to the attorneys or others who made affidavits in the case. But let us assure you that this reluctance to testify in no way changes the facts, and you shall not be permitted to make statements to the public press denouncing us as liars in order to protect yourself from the criticism you justly deserve. We await your answer. C.F. Huber and A.F. Pennington, who, after being duly sworn, depose and say that they are deputies to the sheriff of Fulton County, Georgia, and were in charge of the jury in the above-stated case constantly during the trial of said case, that on Friday afternoon when the jury left the courthouse, they went direct along Pryor Street to the Kimball House. Deponent Huber was in the rear of the jury, who proceeded northward along Pryor Street.